It's here and now, and we're continuing to monitor the latest on Hurricane Joaquin. The storm strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane late yesterday and is now heading out over the Bahamas. Joining us from Atlanta is Brian Norcross, Senior Hurricane Specialist at the Weather Channel. Brian, good to have you back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And when we spoke yesterday, Joaquin was a Category 1 hurricane. Now it has strengthened considerably. What do you expect over the next day or two?
It's going to be an extraordinarily strong storm, slowly moving through the central Bahamas here today into much of tomorrow. We're just fearful that that part of that country is just going to get bashed. The good thing is that it's not really the most populated part of the country, but still lots of folks live there and there's lots of infrastructure. So we're afraid that's going to be very bad. Then by late in the day, it begins to move north as a very strong hurricane, Category 3 or maybe even Category 4 hurricane, heading up off the East Coast.
And we've been talking to people in the Bahamas today who don't seem that concerned about it, perhaps because the buildings that they're in are up to a higher code or higher standard. They're hurricane ready is what they're saying to us.
They absolutely are. They build buildings that are in general that are not very tall and they're made out of concrete and they know how to ride them out. This, though, is an extraordinary situation, and I don't recall one quite like this with this storm of this strength stalling. Now, as I said, good thing is it's not over the populated parts of the Bahamas. Most of the people in the Bahamas live on New Providence, where Nassau is, or in the northern islands of Abaco, in the northern part of Eleuthera or Grand Bahama, up where Freeport is. This is farther south than that. But still, there are resorts and there are other buildings there that are substantial. I think there is high ground for people, but I'm just fearful for the infrastructure and any kind of rebuilding after this storm goes by.
What are you expecting at this point when it comes to the mainland United States? What are the models showing right now? Yesterday, it was sort of unclear whether the storm would actually make landfall in the U.S. or would just go out to sea. What do we know now?
Well, it's still unclear on that point. What we think we know is that there is going to be very bad to extreme weather along the East Coast. It looks like right now the extreme weather will be focused in South Carolina, maybe a little into Georgia, into North Carolina, in terms of maybe a foot of rain, some places more than a foot of rain on top of the rain they've had now. And the winds are going to pick up. Now, this is only slightly related to the hurricane. The hurricane is making the winds worse. It's feeding some moisture in it. It's really a separate storm that's more of a kind of winter-timey storm without the cold air that's going to develop in the Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina area, and that's why the rain is focused there. And then as we go into Saturday and Sunday, as the hurricane moves north, it's still uncertain if it's going to make landfall, although today you'd put the odds of being making a landfall in the U.S. somewhat lower. But everybody along the East Coast is going to know there's a hurricane out there because the wind is going to come off the ocean very, very strong. It's going to raise the tide 2 feet or more, depending on exactly the track of the hurricane, and that's going to cause some coastal flooding. It's going to bash marinas. It's going to be an issue along the coast, and the rain is going to kind of track up the coast. Now, that's without the hurricane coming ashore. If the hurricane does come ashore somewhere from North Carolina on up to New England, and we give that something less than a 50% chance at this point, but we certainly can't rule it out. It's just, you know, as I said last night in my post on Facebook, I said forecasting hurricane positions 4 or 5 days out is really a fool's errand. Because, you know, you want to make that forecast, but on the other hand, you don't want people to believe it because you want them to keep their mind open to the fact that it's almost certainly going to change.
Well, and what about the idea that this could end up being like another Sandy? Is that a possibility at this point that it could be that strong and hit such a populated area as potentially New York?
We're not ruling that out. In the afternoon yesterday, NOAA sent out their jet, and their jet went and sampled the atmosphere all around the hurricane. They fed that into the computer models. One model that had been taking the storm offshore that we talked about yesterday, the European model, continues to do that. The American model that was bringing it ashore as a monstrous hurricane in the Carolinas or Delmarva, that kind of area, now has deviated to now moving up the New England coast and brushing Cape Cod. So it was a big shift. Now, one of the things when you're in this business that you don't do is hang your hat on any one model. Hmm. The way you build confidence is you see models tell you the same story over and over again over a cycle, at least through a day. So we're going to have to wait until later today or tonight to have more confidence in the track. But the possibility of a hurricane coming in the direction of New Jersey, New York, New England, not to mention the Carolinas, it's still in the cards. The odds have gone down some, but the odds are still significant enough that everybody there needs to be aware of that possibility for later in the weekend.
All right. Brian Norcross, senior hurricane specialist at the Weather Channel, with the latest on Hurricane Joaquin. Brian, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jeremy.